Decades of economic growth has improved the living conditions of the Chinese people. Hundreds of millions of Chinese people now live in bigger houses, drive cars, showing their consumption prowess. But recently, the concept downgrade consumption, or 消费降级, is gaining traction on Chinese social media. A WeChat article states that now China's younger generation is opting for cost-effective products. Maybe it's just a fancy way to say cheaper goods.
Cheapskates, actually. Ooh. Could be a way of saying or describing some of these people.
Yeah, but over high quality, big brand, expensive goods.
Yes.
Yeah, so first of all, guys, what does it mean?
Yeah, let's talk about this. Have you ever felt that buying a super expensive purse, Hyung, can no longer give you the satisfaction as it did before? Hyung's finding that purse, she's like, oh, yeah, oh, feels good. But now maybe she doesn't have that feeling anymore. Maybe she prefers the simple things in life, like takeout food.
Never.
Instead of an expensive meal in a fancy restaurant. Mm. Well, she doesn't have to worry about that. I'm sure, you know, takeout is just available anywhere, e-commerce. But also, is it the case that saving nowadays at maybe your age of 30 or late 20s, overspending is becoming something that is very prominent in your life? If so, you may be experiencing what is called downgrade consumptionism. Basically, downgrade consumptionism can be summarized in a couple of examples I have here. So let's say eating less pricey food. So instead of Hyung going out to an expensive fancy dinner, she decides to make spaghetti. Okay, good for you, Hyung.
Instant saving noodles.
Saving those bills, yo. All right. So instead of calling a cab, Nuhong Lin decides to ride her shared bike to work
every
day.
I like my shared bikes.
Good for you, all right? Another example, young people's closing choice shift from big-name brands and designer shops to average brands on Taobao. Guys, I've seen it with my own eyes, all right? Hyung and Nuhong Lin on Taobao. So much, it's like their homepage, okay? Entertainment also costs less and less. All right, now we're watching everything instead of going to the shows and these kind of things. Rap of China, we don't need to be there. We don't need to see these rappers. We just watch Chris Wu on the TV or the computer. And a good way to really just finish this kind of examples is talking about Pinduoduo, which is becoming a very popular, I guess, app among young people here in China. You want to describe what it is exactly?
Well, actually, you paint a great picture because in China, we always say 衣食住行, as in the clothing, food, accommodation, and transportation are the most important aspects of people's life. And you covered basically all of it. And Pinduoduo is just a mesh up of social and e-commerce kind of app that's been very, very successful in the recent years. Actually, within 2 years, it assessed over 200 million users and was labeled as the leader of consumption downgrade, 消费降级. The reason we're saying that is because most products sold in Pinduoduo marketplace are priced under 100 RMB. And some even accept free shipping as low as 10 RMB for group purchase.
Do you shop at this place?
I had my fair share of browsing on it.
Guilty as charged.
Because they are really, really
cheaper than Taobao? What do you
say? Cheaper than Taobao.
Wow.
And also it has this certain kind of group discount function that you can share the links on your social media websites or accounts.
Let's hang out sometime
and
get some good deals.
You can receive a 10 to 20% discount.
Nuhong Lin, new best friend.
However, there is a condition that because of this this so little margin in it, of it, we are actually sacrificing the kind of shopping experience because customers of Pinduoduo are complaining in the comment zone about the poor quality of the products they receive. But still, besides that, we're still seeing a huge success of this app, and that's why we're talking about the so-called consumption downgrade.
Consumption downgrade, consumptionism. I just want to give a shout out to Chris, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. Chris, I'm using you. Chris Lino, I'm using you as the example of downgrade consumptionism in America. Because every time I go back to visit, you know, the whole family's like either sitting around in the living room, people are doing X, Y, and Z, having a conversation, but maybe not every family member is involved in the conversation, yet they're present. This family member is often Mr. Chris Lino, who's much taller than me, which is hard to believe because I'm a pretty tall guy. So imagine a guy with bigger thumbs, bigger than me, just huge on a very small phone, and he's always on it. So it's just in and of itself looks funny. But he just immediately calls out to my sister as she's in the middle of a conversation. Dominique, oh my God, I just found a toaster oven for like 80% off on Amazon Prime. Isn't that crazy? We need to buy it. And she's like, oh my God, Chris, we need to buy that. And he's like, I know. Oh my God, aren't we so glad we got Amazon Prime? And it ships in one day. It's like I'm watching an Amazon Prime commercial unfold before my very own eyes between my brother-in-law and my sister. And I'm like, shut up already, guys. Downgrade somewhere else. Go downgrade consumption somewhere else. Because I still do the brick and mortar thing, baby. I'm walking.
Yeah, I think the
brick
and
mortar. I'm riding.
Yeah, okay.
I'm walking and riding.
You sound like a cave person yourself.
Sometimes rolling.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I get around.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But actually, I would say.
What?
Is it Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, okay, so now he's the new
downgraded consumptionist example of America.
Actually, I would beg to defer on in defense for Chris, because...
What?
I wonder
how dare
if
you?
This fits the mold of downgrade consumption, because it sounds like he's a smart guy. A big and smart guy. I'm sorry, the way you depict the story, it really just leaves a mark in my memory.
There's no other way to describe him.
But he's searching for the sweetest deal online, and he's still getting the same good product that he wants.
And I think he's just bored half the time.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And he's just like, deals, deals, deals. And then he sees like 80% off on something you really don't need, but when it's 80% off, you need it.
Yeah. Oh.
Suddenly, because you're just a cheapskate. And this is kind of how maybe it's working in the U.S. You know, he would never buy a fully priced toaster to toast his bread.
Well, if he
But when it's 80% off on Amazon Prime, well, you bet. Times are tough. Not really. But he's a downgrade consumptionist.
Well, considering that Amazon Prime, the membership is actually more than $100.
Well,
yeah.
It's a different way, right? Yeah. It can be downgrade consumptionism if you are doing a lot of spending. Remember, Amazon has its hands, much like Alibaba and JD, in things like grocery stores now. So now buying into Zhifu Bao or these kind of things is a way of life.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And actually,
downgrade consumptionism, girl. All right.
There's many things that I think the younger generation in the U.S. and China share. Because, yeah, it sounds like a similar story to some extent, but just, you know, with different companies and maybe a little bit of a different kind of background. Nuholin, I have a question for you here. Is that, is it true that this made-up term by internet users here in China called downgrade consumption actually exists? Because we are still under the impression that a lot of people in China, or the vast majority of us, we shop, we have to buy, and all that.
And it sounds quite rude.
Well, I think people are saying it in a more joking kind of way. They're saying that I am experiencing downgrade consumptionism in my life. I'm now buying cheap stuff. But it's not always the case. And I actually asked several of my friends this question. Do you feel like you are experiencing it? And one said, no, because I never buy really expensive big brand stuff.
Right.
I just well, with more money, I, of course, I am upgrading my lifestyle,
right.
but it's in a very cautious, very,
right.
A kind of way that I can accept.
Yes.
So I'm not experiencing that. Mm. And one lady actually said after giving birth to a pretty little girl and having to work basically double jobs, I feel like I need to pamper myself. I need to be nicer to myself. So I'm actually upgrading it. So, of course, it's not everybody's personal feelings, but some people say that they're experiencing this. But I have to say, actually, a real consumption downgrade is much more serious than what we are saying right now. The general background of the reduction in overall consumption is that the macro economy no longer grows, and when the economy does not increase, young people do not see hope, and China is clearly not such a sight at all.
Right.
To be honest, in the first quarter of 2010, China's total consumption accounted for more than 77% of GDP, and it's the highest in history. So I don't think we are actually seeing a serious consumption downgrade right now.
Yeah, in terms of disposable income per capita.
Sure.
Right? So, I think New Honglin is pointing to something, and maybe I can help with the direction she's pointing to as it pertains to China, possibly even the U.S., with Mr. Chris Lino being my example as the downgrade consumptionist he is. Okay, so what is this? Why is this happening? People are buying cheaper, yet the economy is growing like it never has before here in China as it pertains to personal income. How is that possible?
How?
Well, I'll tell you. Obviously, things are changing now more than ever with the 2.0 age. And with China leading this, I would say leading this in many ways. E-commerce is making the cost of products decline, so the price is affordable for quality goods. I mean, imagine the past, right? Companies had to afford that brick-and-mortar store to get near a certain number of maybe consumers that were interested in their products or not. And all these things cost money to maintain. Therefore, the products would cost more money. Well, now I ship anywhere. I don't need to pay that kind of money for these different places in certain cities. And it's just cheaper. So according to a research done by the Boston Consulting Group and Ali Research, guys, that's Alibaba's research arm, China's largest e-commerce company, through 2020, that's Alibaba, 81% of consumption growth will come from households whose annual income is more than $24,000, okay, per year, which is not super great. It's not a whole lot of money. Maybe that's what young people are working with, right?
Mm.
People who are just starting to work or these kind of things. So 81% of consumption growth is coming from households who are not making huge sums of money, okay? Actually, not much money at all. They're looking for good deals. Furthermore, consumers 35 or younger will account for 65% of the growth. So maybe what I said is true. Most of these people are young people starting out in their lives, under 35, probably just making $24,000 equivalent a year. So that doesn't mean they're not buying, but they're buying online. E-commerce will become far more important as a retail channel, driving 42% of total consumption growth, 90% of that growth coming from mobile e-commerce. So, of course, we've got a young group of people consuming quite a bit, but they don't have a lot of money. So where are they going to go to find the good deals? Well, they're going to go online. They're going to go to Pinduoduo. They're going to go to Taobao, these kind of places. We can, if we search hard enough, find quality for a decent price. And I think that's what the 2.0 age has brought us. Sometimes not always quality, but people are still buying stuff because it's readily available. It's so easy with e-commerce. So I would say downgrade consumption should actually be more considered a structural reform. No longer are we doing the more physical stuff of sales. It's all digital now, which means it doesn't have to have the cost of being present and the maintenance cost of all these different things that is physical. It's all digital, baby.
That's very interesting. And that partially explains the questions I have, I suppose. But here, when we talk about downgrade,
yeah,
it's sort of assuming that once you were consuming up there, but now you're sort of moving down the hierarchy a little bit. But the part that I don't understand is that for young people, when you're a student, you live off your parents most often than not here in China. So for most people, like, you don't feel a lot of pressure of the need to earn money, but certainly you're not rich. You live on a finite amount of money that parents give you, called allowance money. And then once you start working, you don't start with a 5-digit big paycheck. Yeah. So, or not many people do.
I wish I did too.
Right? So yeah, then I would assume that you would be going up the consumption ladder a little bit. But once you start a family, you know, that's moving into a different stage of life, I can see that there are new purposes in life, such as family, kids, all those things. Then maybe you need to consume a completely different, wider range of goods.
Yeah.
And life becomes different. Possibly your options of consumption goes downhill a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, but why are these young people saying consumption downgrade, like, now, when they're not even in the later stages of life? So I have a little bit of a question there for you.
That's a great question. I first of all want to say that a lot of these kids are starting in probably first-tier, second-tier cities, wherever the opportunities are. All right, let's say Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll bet you a lot of their money goes to rent, things like that. Even though they're maybe somewhat what you would consider even middle class, living in these cities where you start out working, even if you have a decent income for your age, it's a lot of it's going to just being maintaining a living in where the opportunities are. So that would be one thing. And, you know, Alison Angus, head of lifestyles at London-based market research company Euromonitor, said young Chinese people are committed to expanding the sharing economy and are more eager to spend money on experiences rather than possessions, okay? So the sharing economy has firmly taken root in things like the transport section. We see that here with Ofo and Mobike. But we just see a different kind of consumer here in China, I think, is what Allison is getting at. Someone more maybe buying things for experiences, getting into the new trends of sharing stuff, finding that exciting. Maybe they have the money to go buy a bike, but instead, hey, why not share a bike? That's an interesting idea. And then by doing so too, you're kind of, it's like a sustainable way of living as a young person, to be trendy, to be able to better afford to live in these maybe more expensive first-tier cities. Because as I had said, many of these consumption people, or people that are consuming, are 35 or under.
Mm, and from my personal point of view, I think the pressure is definitely there. As Ryan has said, actually, according to a study, the study was looking into 50 cities in China, and they found out that over 70% of the cities are facing a situation of renting, standing for a substantial percentage of one's income. And also in 4 cities, including Beijing, Shenzhen, Shanghai, and Sanya, one may spend 45% of his or her personal income on renting in average. So that's a lot of money. And that kind of spending, young people may feel like, okay, now I'm renting, but I will definitely need to maybe buy a place in the future. And I also need to start a family and raise my kid. And apparently raising a kid will cost you a fortune in China, since we have the figure here that raising a kid in China will cost around 490,000 yuan to raise a kid from birth to 16 years old. In average, that's only in average. And that kind of pressure is facing Chinese young people, and they start changing their way of looking at their lifestyle looking for new deals. But I think it's perfectly healthy. But my only suggestion here is that you don't really have to sacrifice present for future. You have a long way ahead of you. You still have the potential to make a lot of money and raise great kids in the future. But you need to improve yourself, to invest on yourself, so that in the future, instead of saving money, maybe you will make a fortune.
Yeah, Lai Ming, hear that? he had just mentioned that him and his wife might be trying to have a kid. Well, he also might be trying to really get into downgrade consumptionism.
after that happens,
and we wish you the best of luck, Lai Ming, of course. But also, too, guys, I think something to keep in mind is when we think of brands or expensive brands, I think we often think of foreign brands, okay? Or at least I do, because we talk about it a lot on the show, okay? But here's the thing. Now China is making stuff on par with foreign brands. But maybe the brand names just aren't as big yet. Let's give you an example like Xiaomi. Xiaomi is not so expensive, but their products are so cool and innovative. Like, I love the look of their routers. I would buy that over some of the name brand routers in the U.S. just because I think they found a really cool way to kind of design it. And here's actually some statistics here. In 2012, Chinese brands accounted for 43% of the market of personal digital gadgets. Well, going into the future, 2017, or the past now, if we're looking at it from here, 63% of people are buying domestically for their digital gadgets, which means maybe China's digital gadgets are quality and affordable, and this could be something of a future in the global economy.
That's very interesting, and certainly new trends that have been picked up, spotted by Roundtable. And I think here's the really interesting discrepancy that in many ways, on the macro economy level, we see that consumption level is actually going up. Mm-hmm. But what's your economy? And sometimes we feel a different picture.
Right.
Yes, and that is totally normal. And consumption is one thing we will continue to look at.
And do.
Yes, and let us know how's your economy going on.